Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mighty, perfect love that made everything perfect. And yes, we know corruption came, death came, lies came to steal, kill, and destroy. I thank you, Jesus, you've been raised in glory to bring life and life in abundance now to all creation, Lord, to this whole earth. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42 to 45. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body. It's raised in a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. I just so encouraged this morning just to realize again by this gospel, the good news of salvation, of the resurrection life, that there's one earth and there's one kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven to deal with all this deception, and this one kingdom through our Savior, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is there to bring perfect love. I've just been so meditating on the realities of the kingdom and what is in the kingdom, and just knowing that is what's coming on earth, and everything else has been taken away. And there's seven things there, and it says there is one bride, one body, and that's the church of the firstborn that we can see in Hebrews 12 from 22, you see the kingdom, the angels, the Father, God of all, and then the church of the firstborn. So there's one bride, one spirit, there's one hope of our calling. Our calling is so important because it helps bring about this fragrance, this goodness of God. And then it goes on to say, and there's one Lord, one Savior, that's our big brother, firstborn among many. And then he says there's one faith, and then there's one baptism. And the baptism is now, we're not in Adam, we're now in Jesus, in the Father. The fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ, and we have come to fullness of life in him. Resurrection of life has restored us, raised us back up. We fell, but raised us back into all that the goodness of God that he has for us. And then last of all, there is one God, the Father, in all, through all, behind everything. Amen. The Father is the author of all life. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the restorers now of all life. And praise God. And we are included in working together with them. Amen. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.